Welcome to Mental Health Chats. I'm Claire Davis, and I'm all about bringing better emotional fitness into your lives. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're listening on podcast, please follow. This series is on depression, and I'm really, really excited because I'm interviewing people from all over the world, and we're all about helping managers in the workplace to help themselves as well as help their teams to be able to spot the signs, have those conversations, and bring better emotional fitness into the workplace for positive mental health. And today, my guest is Mary Camphausen. Hello, Mary, how are you?
Hi, so happy to be here.
And I'm so happy to have you, and I'm very excited because you're living in Sydney, where I grew
yes.
up. But would you like to explain to everyone how you got to Sydney and where you're from?
So I'm from Germany originally, but I always knew I wanted to live abroad someday. And my husband had a chance 10 years ago. So we moved to Sydney. It was meant to be 4 years, but it's been 10. So this is how life goes sometimes.
Excellent. And Mary's going to be talking to us about spotting the signs of depression. So, Mary, would you like to tell everybody out there your story about depression?
Look, I didn't even know I had depression until I went through it the third time. And actually, the move to Australia really triggered it all because I was just overwhelmed. Too much change, fear. I had to deal with three little children. It was just too much. So I fell into this hole of depression again, still not knowing what was going on, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, depression feels like everything is gray. The world goes gray. There's no hope left. It yeah. feels very claustrophobic. It feels as if you can't do anything anymore. No energy for nothing. Not for the job, not for friends. I was just drained and exhausted.
Yeah, yeah. And how did you finally realize? Because how many times had you had depression before?
So this was my third cycle, really, not being aware of it. And the third one was the strongest one or the most severe case, really. And it almost felt to me that because I hadn't dealt with the other two properly, that it built up and then it finally exploded.
Yeah.
And I had a few tools that had helped before doing my sports and just becoming a bit calmer, which I didn't choose to do, but because I didn't have the energy left, that just naturally happened. However, with the third one, those strategies did not work anymore. They just didn't. So there I was with my depression. And the question was, what do I do? I had three young kids to take care of. So I had to quit my job. I stopped all social commitments. I stopped my volunteering, everything. Because my pattern had always been when something felt a bit off, you know, my pattern had always been to do more.
Yeah.
More on my plate, and that does not help in depression because your body and your soul and your mind is calling for a break, for re-evaluation of what is going on.
So how did you finally realize you had it?
That was after I had done a lot of healing work already. I had a friend who asked me to do an online course with her. And in the course, part of the task was to really roughly sketch your life, major life events, including emotional states. So I did that. And then I looked at that map once I had it written down and I realized, wow, this has happened to me the third time. The pattern is always the same. I get overwhelmed. I do more, my body collapses. I think it's depression. But again, it took me at least I don't know how many, a few years after that, to actually accept for myself that I had mental health issues.
Yeah, yeah. And that must have been so difficult. What advice would you give other people who are feeling a bit ill at ease and not knowing what's wrong? What advice would you give them?
Look, for me, the most important step was to actually stop and focus on myself.
Yeah.
Right? So I was not feeling well. And what I did was put more on my plate, do more socially, all the external world. That did not help. I really had to stop and look at myself and be honest. That was key. I had been running away from myself. That's why I put so much on my plate. I did not want to do it. But there was. And it was not pretty. I did not enjoy doing this because we all carry within us certain parts we do not really like. Let's be honest. It's true for everybody. And I ran away from that part of myself. I did not want to see it. But through the depression, I had to move through it. I had to look at myself. And this was a tremendously difficult, challenging, and courageous process, really. The most courageous thing I think I ever done in my life, to honestly look at myself. So do me a favor. Look at yourself, really take a close look at what is working, what is not working. Where do you need change?
Yeah.
Don't run away from yourself anymore, but also be very, very gentle with yourself. Gentle and compassionate, and get help. I got lots of help, and that was crucial for me.
Yeah. That is absolutely amazing advice, because we have been brought up almost on this treadmill that we need to go faster, 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 faster. And if we're having any time off, we're actually lazy. Mm-hmm. And what we've got to do is give ourselves time, self-care, and give ourselves that headspace. And I know myself, in the first lockdown, having that headspace enabled me to realize a lot about myself and a lot about the people around me. So it does help us in our relationships and help us in so many aspects of life. Oh, Mira, you've been amazing. Thank you so much. And I believe you've actually written a book, which is fantastic. So would you like to tell everybody about
your book? Yes. So what happened after I went through a long healing period, I suddenly was faced with another challenge to reinvent myself and to really come back to myself. What is at my core? What is my purpose? What do I really want? Like on the inside. And then my childhood dream of becoming an author popped back up. And I thought, wow, okay, if I don't do this now, I probably never will. So I committed. And I'm really proud because I managed to publish a book, to write it, have it all done, and publish the book. And it's a children's book. It's very beautiful, beautiful illustrations. It's called Heroes of the Crest. And really, it tells my own story. It tells my own story. The part where it's important to accept ourselves fully with all our perceived weaknesses and flaws that we all have, right? So this is what the story is about.
Wow. And it's a children's book, but I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of adults out there would get a lot out of the book as well. So would you like to repeat what it's called, please?
Yes, it's called Heroes of the Crest. And this is the first in the series. And really? The first book is called An Impossible Team.
Wow. That's fantastic. So thank you for that. And if people want to find you, where can people find you, Mary?
So I have my own blog where I have written very honestly and vulnerably about my own healing journey. So, and I did that for my own healing because journaling was a big part of my healing process, but also to offer to everybody who needs to read about somebody else's story. So you can find me on my own website, which is called worldofmiri.com. I've got my blog there. You can find me on Facebook, same name. I publish on Medium, which is a blogging website, same name. I'm on LinkedIn as well. And if you want to find out about my book, there's a website called heroesofthequest.com. So everything is there about my book.
That's fantastic, Miri. Thank you so much for your fantastic, insightful words there, because if we can spot the signs of the people in our lives, so that will either be in the workplace or in our personal lives, when people are feeling low, we can help them, because early intervention is so, so important for that better road to recovery. So thank you, Miri, so much, and take care.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.